This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I am not sure how this happens. I haven't looked at the size of this lady yet because that could be the only possible solution. A South Dakota woman thought she was having kidney stone pain, found out she was actually having triplets.
I never understand these stories.
I don't either. I don't know how it's possible. Here's the story from Fox 31 in Denver. Take a listen.
Well, I wish for a baby brother and a baby sister.
No, you're going to get them. I can tell.
I knew this day was always going to come.
10-year-old Ronnie has a little sister, but always wished for a baby brother. When his mom, Danette Giltz, was rushed to the hospital, she thought it was kidney stones.
Started getting pains, figured it was kidney stones. So I went through them before.
But Danette was going into labor, and doctors told her, expect twins.
It was quiet. We thought they were done. He's over there kind of like rocking, like thinking of the names. And then she's like, well, we need another blanket. And his reaction's like, excuse me, put it back. No, you still have twins. I'm not doing triplets. She's like, no, there's three babies in here. There's triplets.
So fertile.
From Sturgis to Spearfish to Rapid City, in all the commotion, Austin Giltz named their triplets Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
Blaze. Once we left the hospital, she's out of the hospital. Yeah. I know she's okay.
God damn it.
Oh. I'm overwhelmed, honestly.
So am I.
It's still
so
exploding in my head.
Yeah, man.
Exploding like the shooting star Ronnie wished on. Now the Giltz are a shiny family of seven.
Exploding like the shooting star Ronnie wished on. Oh my goodness gracious.
That's how they think child is born.
It's all Ronnie knows.
That's Ronnie.
I know babies come from stars.
It's true. He wished on that shooting star, and then three babies just formed inside her gigantor belly.
Aww.
All babies come from star wishes.
Ronnie.
Triplets being conceived naturally, let alone going 34 weeks without knowing.
Yeah.
So everyone's like, can't believe it. I'm like, we're still in shock. Trust me, we know what you mean.
She went 34 weeks without knowing she had three babies inside her belly. Three of them.
How many smokes and drinks did she have during that time?
Yeah.
Oh, what else? Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, like, she's real fat.
There's a lot. There's so much going on here.
I just thought it was the three hams. I eat every night the three entire hams.
Oh, man.
Gives me indigestion.
Jesus Christ.
This is a bad story, guys.
We live in a hotel closet.
Doctors thinking I'll have surgery for kidney stones. End up going in labor with C-section that night. It's crazy.
The healthy triplets should be home any day now. Mm. And the Giltz say they couldn't have done it without the family, friends, and complete strangers who came together to donate supplies.
It's amazing in a small town how many people will come together for stuff that's not expected.
My God, they had VHS.
Was it VHS or DVD?
They had VHS tapes. Those were I know.
Come on,
go back.
You think so? I thought it was DVD.
They had a VHS.
Where?
Oh, no, you're right. They are DVDs.
Okay. Oh, my God. Thank God. I was like, those poor Gypsy and Tipsy and Bipsy.
Blaze. What did they say Gypsy, the names Bipsy, and
Blaze?
They picked?
Yes, Blaze was one of them.
But it definitely looked like they could not afford these three.
No.
Oh, Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
Blaze,
oh,
Gypsy,
no,
and Tipsy.
That's the names. Oh, no.
Gypsy, Whipsy, and Blipsy.
Yeah, Blaze, Gypsy, and Nikki.
Oh.
Oh, God. Little Ronnie.
Where do they live?
Ronnie, what did we tell you about
Sturgis? Just outside Sturgis, right?
Sturgis, South Dakota.
I told you not to wish, Ronnie. Way to go, Ronnie. Your wish has ruined everything.
I'm amazed.
You thought we couldn't afford this trailer before.
Yeah. I'm amazed when people have one baby unexpectedly.
Yeah.
Yes, but
having three babies in your belly and not knowing stuff's moving around in there. Like, stuff must be moving around in her belly all the time.
Yeah.
Right?
Just diarrhea.
I ate a fair amount of live eels. We catch them. Catch them live.
In the creek.
I have anywhere between 3 and 8 live catfish in my stomach. I don't give a moment.
My woman is one hell of a noodler.
So how the hell was I to know that Gypsy, Tipsy, and Bipsy was in there? I didn't know. Please donate diapers.
So I'm trying to figure out why Because I believe every time this happens, the person is just on purpose. Not they don't want to deal with life in that way.
Yeah.
God damn it.
You think that's it? You think that she just didn't want to accept she was having another kid?
I just think she was too stupid to even know what's going
on. I mean, that's possible, too. I mean, but this is life. This is Idiocracy taking place. Because they already had two kids.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah,
and two.
That looks like it's a rough go with the two that they got. Already.
Exactly.
Yeah, dude, Ronnie's just looking into the stars Ronnie and making wishes.
I'm going to be honest. Ronnie has no hope.
Ronnie
has no hope. Ronnie, the girl, the little girl on the fridge, she looked like maybe she could pull it together.
Mm.
Oh, Ronnie's doomed.
Baby sister and well, I wish for a baby brother and a baby sister and this. I knew this day was always going to come.
10-year-old Ronnie has a little sister, but
Ronnie.
He wished for a little sister. He already had a little sister.
Yeah.
Dear shooting star / Jesus.
Ronnie, you have a sister.
I'm not sure what I got.
No, you have a little sister. Ronnie.
Ronnie, pay attention.
Focus on the news question, please.
Oh, Ronnie.
Did you make a wish, Ronnie?
I did.
On
I wish for new DVDs, 5 more brothers and sisters. And
8 more cats.
I wish that my mom would let me have some of that ham. Mm-hmm.
Ronnie.
Just so many people want to have babies that can't, that are, you know.
Yeah,
that's
what
they could take care of Gypsy, Mipsy, and Bipsy.
Yeah, exactly. Like, raise them up.
Yeah, but no. 3 of them. They gotta have a
You're
diaper.
So right.
They gotta have a diaper and DVD Sucks. Drive
those,
every 2 weeks.
Those couples that go decades without being able to have a kid, and then, you know,
we're designed
this
to
woman
fail.
Pops out Blaze, Tipsy, and Bipsy, not even knowing.
Blaze, Tipsy, and Bipsy. We're having another DVD diaper drive this Tuesday down there at the rec center. If y'all come down, donate DVDs.
Of course we will be there.
My wife is super fertile. We have all kinds of sex after our ham dinners.
I tell you know, you hear about Gypsy, Bipsy, and Bipsy. I think I'm going to give them my DVD copy of Joe Dirt.
Nice.
That's how important they
You're
are.
You talking about the one with the special features?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
All behind-the-scenes stuff.
Collector's edition.
That's right.
My God.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
This person said, longtime fan, love the show. A couple of weeks ago, I was listening to your podcast and you were doing a segment on commercials that get stuck in your head. Well, I had to share this one with you because I thought you'd get a kick out of it. I don't understand what people were thinking when they come up with these things, but I guess it gets your attention. Anyway, you helped me get through the day. When I don't catch a live, I always catch your podcast. Thanks for the laughs. James. It's a TV spot for a product called FemiClear.
Hmm.
FemiClear apparently treats yeast infections.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
And this woman's vagina is so excited to be clear.
No, yeah.
That it's very vocal.
It speaks?
It speaks.
Could you imagine?
Here's the commercial.
What's that? I treated my yeast infection in 2 days with FemiClear. Kills more yeast than Monistat. All natural and organic. So instead of chemicals, my hoo-ha is full of joy. FemiClear. Joie de hoo-ha.
Wow. Yoga classes are way different than I thought.
The singing was from the vagina.
Yes.
Yeah.
You ever hear that happen at your yoga glasses, Lisa?
No.
No.
Would you shut your vagina up, please?
Put a cork in it or something.
I'm trying to focus. Jeez. It was a happy vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was nuts.
What a weird thing, huh? What a weird
Very bizarre.
Probably not ideal to be in a yoga class with somebody who's talking about their crazy yeast infection.
Yoga class.
Sure, yeah. Well, would you rather have the woman talking about her yeast infections or the woman with the singing vagina?
Singing vagina.
Singing vagina.
Yeah. I want to know.
If one sang right at me, I'd be like, well, all right.
What was her vagina doing, though, like a couple days ago before she treated it? Like, were they like,
quick, get the Femiclear.
La, 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 la.
There you go. Cured that sucker.
Could have been a better ad. Had the before and after.
Yeah, yeah.
Class. I mean,
we just made a better commercial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There we go. Now let's do the downward dog.
Uh-oh.
La, 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 la.
It's weird. It's an odd one.
Yeah.
You know what? I get stuck in my head, speaking of crazy commercials, and we play it here on the radio station. It's the Charmin. I think it's Charmin. That's obviously not that effective. I can't remember. Yeah. But I believe it's Charmin. It's like, it's a thing of beauty, my nice clean booty.
What?
I never heard
that one. You haven't heard that one?
That's crazy.
Oh, I hear it all the time. Every time I'm in the hallway, I seem like I hear it.
I don't remember hearing it, but I love it.
Yeah, we play it. I'm sure we play it. Otherwise, it's in my head, and that's just
I was just hearing crazy commercials about hepatitis A. And,
yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we are worried about that here.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, but I think it's like a nice, clean booty is a thing of beauty.
That's incredible. That's
Dave just read his own R&B songs.
Yeah. It's true. When your ass is clean, it's nice.
It is.
Oh, I feel so much better.
Yeah. Charmin's weird. Toilet paper commercials are weird. It's like one where they try to make it kind of cute, like wiping your butt. There's like all these bears, and it's like
they do. They try and make it
as nice as possible,
cute and soft. When it, for me, it's real rigorous. And
I wonder if this is it here. Booty is a thing. The video is unavailable.
It's probably the one.
Nothing's better when you have down there.
Charmin has her own YouTube channel. That's amazing.
Oh, my God.
You know how many views they have?
17,000.
I don't want to know because it probably way more than
mine.
Wow. 47,000 views of that one, the top commercial.
Oh, this is Booty Smile. Is this it, Booty Smile?
Charmin Booty Smile.
They say you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom.
I just got out of my pants.
Charmin Booty Smile. I got a Charmin booty smile.
This is different.
Yeah, it is.
I got a Charmin booty smile. By the near to ear, the CP's magnifique.
Ew.
Charmin ultra soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charmin booty smile. I got
Charmin ultra soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
That's not the one I've heard, though.
No, but it's different.
Yeah. Same kind of R&B beat to it.
Be weird to work at a jingle factory. Some of the stuff you're like, well, got a nice diarrhea jingle.
And the other thing is, because we live in Detroit, we get commercials that are designed for me. They're like, oh, well, we got to R&B it up because you know what I mean? Like Detroit's going to have a different market than, say, Boston's going to have or, say, Nashville's going to have.
Right.
You know, Nashville will be like, I got a nice little booty, it's clean. You know, like it's different.
Yeah.
People don't get to hear some of our crazy commercials.
Yeah, you're right.
You can put booty in anything, though, like as far as a jingle.
Yeah, booty works.
Booty works.
Booty works. Yeah.
Booty does. Booty sells.
Charmin's good to use bears as their thing. Bears, when they go into hibernation, they take a huge dump when they come out of it.
Oh, yeah.
It hurts them and they're mad.
That's why they use that.
Yeah, there's like
the bears.
There's like
never
sticks.
Really thought about it.
That's my favorite animal fact from Andy right there.
That is.
When bears hibernate and they wake up, they have to take a big dump.
No, like a painful dump.
Yeah.
Like
because they haven't pooped in long?
Yeah, forever. And it's just the worst, I guess. It's so painful on their bare buttholes.
Same thing happens when you eat Taco Bell right before bed.
Oh, I
wake up in the morning. Oh.
Yep.
Like rocks.
At least I'm not crazy. Al Beck has heard the commercials.
Oh, yeah.
But
he knows.
He knows. So, but that one has been stuck in my head for a couple of weeks now.
Nice clean booty is a thing of beauty.
And so they say something like, we can't, it's awkward to talk about you know, going to the bathroom. We figured we'd sing about it.
Yeah, I like it. Makes I always sing about going to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I prefer it.
At least our dicks aren't singing like that lady's vagina. Or our buttholes aren't singing.
Well, my butthole will sing and be like, whoa.
Yeah. Like Gwar.
More like playing the didgeridoo.
Oh, quick, singing a little song.
Sounds like we're getting some songs from Dan Andy, boys.
Someone said they hear that booty song all the time when they're listening. Mm-hmm. So. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it gets stuck in your head. This guy has a luxury vacation home that he rents out, but it has been invaded by vomiting vultures.
Oh,
that sucks. Mm.
Vultures are nasty.
Especially ones that are vomiting.
They puke right at you. Yeah.
They puke right at you?
Yeah, they're aggressive. All those buzzards.
That's a normal thing for them just to throw up like that?
Yeah, they got problems. Yeah.
Huh. Here's the story.
You've seen them.
What's happening from CBS 17.
It's a laughable disaster. You can't make this up. That's why it's laughable.
This is Anthony Casamano's backyard, his pool area, overrun by vultures.
Jesus.
They ripped all the screens out, like you see right now. They threw up. They pooped all over the place. They ripped that pool fence down that you see around the pool.
Casamano says that was the first time he spent $3,000 repairing everything, and then he got an alert on his phone from his security system.
There's motion in the yard, so I check it out, and there must have been 100 of them there.
This is a time lapse over several hours.
Look at them.
Everywhere. Casamano lives in the Ibis community in West Palm Beach. He says the vultures have forced him and his family to leave their own home and go to New York.
I have a 2-year-old daughter that I can't bring down there while the situation's happening. They'll probably attack her.
And it's not just the Casamanos. Their neighbor sent us these photos. Different yard, same problem. The president of the Ibis Property Owners Association, Gordon Holness, tells me they're doing everything they can to keep the vultures away. He says the problem is one homeowner keeps feeding the vultures.
Oh, bastard.
He says they've given her a citation and
that's
a fine.
An old lady.
Even delivered a legal cease and desist letter. But nothing has worked yet. Casamano has tried to do things himself, placing balloons around the area.
Like World War II.
Playing music all day long, anything to keep the vultures away. Some days it works, others it doesn't.
We have to get the situation taken care of before we come back down there. I'm not going to come down there and walk into a mess.
Hmm. What a weird rich people problem.
Yeah, it really is. I have to stay in New York because of...
My family and I had to move back to Manhattan. Can you believe it? Our third home is overrun by vultures because of a wealthy older woman.
Vultures have overrun our pool.
I'll be honest, there's poop on the ground. I'm not going to even live there with poop on the ground. Something must be done.
It's disgusting. I took my family right away, first class, of course.
Yes.
Right to Manhattan.
Oh, my God.
Right back to our second apartment.
Now I'll have to fly back to Florida, first class, of course.
I cannot believe it.
I kind of felt bad for him until he said that.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh, no,
oh,
I don't
man.
Feel bad for you now.
I'm sorry you only have a few options to deal with your voucher problem.
Stay in your other house, other apartment, whatever you have. Nice.
Yeah, it is hard to feel sorry for someone like that. Mm-hmm. Herbert is with us from Fort Myers. You have some vulture info you want to share, Herbert.
They do not have buttholes. That's how they throw up.
Thanks, Herbert.
Is that right?
Herbert. Thanks that's for your fact. Call, Herbert.
That's that was, a fact.
God
fact.
Damn it, Herbert.
And
I'm
he
proud
just hung
of you.
Up. He got it right
well,
in.
Well, how did they poop?
So they're pooping out their mouths?
How did they poop all over that?
Do vultures.
Everything else.
But they don't have buttholes.
That's true.
Is that
buttholes? People have been asking this question.
Buzzards
have a single hole where urine, feces, and eggs come
out. All of it comes out at once.
It's called the cloaca.
Ooh. That cloaca is real nasty.
I bet that thing's dirty.
Is this something you didn't know?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. This is a fact that...
Well, like, I know a lot of butthole facts.
I know you do.
Well, by the way, here's another one. Their waste is a white fluid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, most bird poop is white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
White fluid.
No one likes
that
bird
one
poop.
Hole.
Butthole.
There you go, right there. Vultures have no butthole.
They don't. They just got a one.
Well, no wonder they're so upset.
And they got a one hole.
They tore that little backyard thing to shreds.
It was like a frat party had happened. Yeah. Chairs were tipped over. Everything was destroyed.
I just love feeding these vultures.
Oh, God.
Listen, you old bitch.
Huh?
Listen. Stop feeding the birds.
Why don't you just go back to Manhattan, you rich...
I guess I will.
You rich bitch.
I will. This is the 17th time I had to spend $3,000 fixing this fence. I'll do it again.
I hope it makes a mess.
Yeah, hold on. Let me reach in my pocket and pull out $1,000 bills. One, two, three. Keep the other four.
Yeah, money means nothing to me. I'm a rich widower.
What, they haven't killed them yet, though, huh? They haven't killed these buzzards yet?
No, no.
I can't believe that someone feed them. It's not like it's like a cute, like, oh, you're so cute.
I just relate to them.
Well, like, and what are they, what is she feeding them? Like, they eat carcasses and stuff. Yeah. And they're throwing out, like, steak.
I kill people.
I'm there's dead people back here. Rich people. Dead rich people.
What do you feed vultures?
What do you feed vultures?
Carnivorous.
They prefer fresh meat, but they can consume carcasses that have been rotted so much the meat can be toxic to other animals.
Yeah, they're gross.
We had turkey vultures in the trees behind our house at our old place. Mm-hmm. They were nasty-looking things.
I remember in Ohio, like, I'd constantly see buzzards.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, flying around.
They're just waiting for the next person
in
Ohio to die.
Well, like, you know something had died. Yeah, that was just, I was like, why are they following me?
Homeless. Looking for a homeless person to eat.
Beautiful of Ohio. The heart of it all.
The buzzards of Ohio.
The heart of it all, they say.
Ohio, the heart of it all.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A woman in Arizona. Remember when cuddle therapy took off as a thing?
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it. This was years ago.
Yeah.
And I figured it was gone, right? Like, it took off. It got some national attention. There was cuddle therapies popping up all over the U.S. And then I thought, well, no one will actually go to these things.
Yeah,
it's just, you know.
Jerking people off and doing whatever they're really doing.
I guess they're still around.
Mm.
Yeah, I think I heard about it recently.
Yeah, I didn't realize they'd still survive, but they're still around. I want to ask quickly before we get into the story, has anyone actually done cuddle therapy? Because it's been around for years now. You think that'd be enough time for someone to maybe try it. Have you done cuddle therapy, and how did it go? 1-855-954-6969 is toll free. 1-855-954-6969 or text 46969. But a woman in Arizona hired a professional cuddler for cuddle therapy.
She wanted a D.
Now she's saying it turned sexual.
Well, yeah.
Surprise.
She wanted a D.
The twist.
It was a girl.
She wanted the V.
Oh.
At least the cuddler did. She's claiming.
Mm. Maybe a little slip of the hand, huh?
Just scissor it out.
Is this chick old or what's the deal here?
A Phoenix woman said she visited an $80 a session cuddle therapist. And that session turned sexual.
What do you expect?
Dude, yeah, like, come
on. You're going to a cuddling session. It's not...
She wound up with the cuddler's nipple in her mouth for 5 minutes.
Pardon me?
Oh, I don't know this is cuddling.
5 minutes, huh?
5 minutes, and then you decided it was wrong.
Yeah, like, you could have spit it out at any time.
Pardon me?
Yeah. You better not do something with your mouth for 5 minutes around me.
Keep cuddling my nipple with your lips. Just cuddle it with your lips. Yeah, it's a lip-nipple cuddle.
Oh.
It's a specialized technique to help you relax.
I feel really relaxed now, James. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Wait till you see what I can... Never mind.
Don't go in there, Lisa. Yeah. They're cuddling.
Yeah. It's weird that we're in this position, head to feet.
Yeah, it looked
like...
the best position for lip...
It looked like James was breastfeeding Chuck.
Yeah. This is going to get good.
Soon I'll cuddle your balls.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Professional ball cuddler, James.
It's also part of the lip cuddling process.
Okay, so the crazy thing is she called the cops, and the cops told her nothing illegal had happened. There's just a nipple in the mouth?
Well, the thing is, correct me if I'm wrong, but
No one can just jam a nipple in your mouth. You have to accept a nipple.
That's got to be consent.
Dude, what? Like, you have to accept a nipple. No, like right now, I could really try to get my nipple in one of your mouths. But unless you want it in your mouth.
You will only succeed on me then.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have went like this, like,
of the lady here.
So she's
wearing like a crown of leaves.
So she.
Is she the cuddler?
Is she the cuddler?
She's the cuddler. She put her nipple in some other person's
mouth. Allegedly, according to this woman.
But she had it there for 5 minutes.
Here's the story here. Let's take a listen into how this played out.
Mind and spirit.
It is advertised across the valley. And tonight we're learning the cuddle therapy industry is largely unregulated.
So what happens if a therapist crosses the line? ABC 15 Zach Crenshaw with a warning for anyone thinking about giving it a try.
If you search for cuddlers in the valley, you will find dozens of options on different websites, both men and women advertising their age, weight, sexual orientation, even if they have a passport. But no one is regulating. Who out there can say they're a professional
cuddler?
There's
a lot of cuddlers.
On her website,
Suzanne
Woodward says she's a certified professional cuddler, charging $80 an hour and telling potential clients, quote, something magical happens when a person is held. Mm-hmm. She discussed it with ABC 15 back in 2016.
Just biochemically,
Recently, her physical touch came into question. A client alleging inappropriate sexual contact. The Arizona Republic reporting a female client filed a complaint back in May saying Woodward's nipple was in her mouth for 5 minutes. The client asked Tempe police to investigate and filed a complaint with the Arizona Massage Therapy Board.
Nothing illegal that occurred here.
Woodward and her attorney, Flynn Carey, explained their side before the board a few weeks ago.
She went to see Dr. Woodward as a cuddle therapist. Specifically in her complaint, complainant says, I told her that it had always been my dream to be held naked by a woman. Police reached the same conclusion.
Woodward was never arrested and still has her massage therapy license. We tried to talk to her at home and at her business. Both Woodward and her attorney never responded to calls, texts, or emails. The board ultimately concluded they do not regulate cuddling.
We have no jurisdiction over this.
That means if a line is crossed during the intimate business transaction, there's very little recourse for the victim, whether that's the client or the cuddler. Now, Woodward has hosted a number of cuddling parties at her home. Online, there appears to be one scheduled for this Sunday.
Let's go.
Zach Crenshaw, ABC 15, Arizona.
Oh, if we could send James to a cuddle party, that would be amazing.
That chick's gross, though.
Oh, yeah. What's funny is 5 minutes is an eternity, so it's like 4:35, 4:36, 4:37, 4:59, 5 minutes. That's it. I got to get this nipple out of my
mouth. That's what I mean. Like, listen, you wanted it in your mouth.
Well, she specifically said she wanted to be cuddled by a naked woman. But that doesn't mean you want a nipple in your mouth, I guess.
No, I know, but how did you...
There's something wrong.
So even if... Okay, so I'm a chick. I'm cuddling you naked. Your face is in my bosom area, right? My nipple going in your mouth is your choice. I might have put it right by your lips. I might have your face right there. But it going in your mouth...
Yeah.
...is your choice.
That's right.
You can close your lips.
I can put all my parts right next to your lips. Every one of you guys.
Okay.
Please do.
You know? Let's look up ones around here. Let's see.
Come on.
I feel like they're all the same pictures.
Oh, my goodness.
There are some really terrifying looking cuddlers here.
Duh.
My God.
Holy sweet God.
Double duh.
That? No.
No, no, not that one.
Oh, okay.
They just eat chocolate ice cream?
That one.
Who day?
The one from Detroit.
This one?
Nope. Down.
That one.
Down.
That one. That one.
That one.
This one?
That's a man, baby. Jesus.
Sassy and classy.
And some of them put like slutty kind of pictures.
Well, it seems like it's like a front, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a way to get.
It's weird, man. Just listen to some music or something. Need to be cuddled.
And Ms. Neek.
When they say they're open-minded, do you think that means they'll do whatever you
take
want?
Take it in the butt?
Oh, pop a nipple right in your mouth.
Not on my watch.
Wow, there is. I mean, some of them may be legit, but I assume this is just a front for
Good old. I don't know, though. You know, like, we've seen what the actual hookers look like, and they're disgusting. Not that these girls are great, but at least they look more normal.
Yeah, but they're doing more than cuddling.
Of course they are.
Let's see in Florida.
It's so bizarre that it's a thing.
These look more legit.
Stop.
Don't you think these look more legit, like hippie chicks, cuddle chicks?
Kim is,
yeah. I mean, they've got trouble. There's a couple in Tampa that you guys should never go to down there. There's Snuggles the Cat in Fort Lauderdale.
But I mean,
they all seem very normal.
Ooh, God. Kristen.
You'd really taking a chance when you go see one of these ladies.
Yeah.
They could kill you.
Well, that's the thing. Like, on both ends of it.
Look, a Texas lady.
Lisa, what'd you see?
She's a Texas lady?
It looks like the chick from the Monster movie with Charlize Theron.
Scary.
Oh, my
Imagine
God.
Her cuddling you.
How you doing? You want a cuddle?
No, God,
You
no.
want a naked cuddle?
No.
Like, because I think this 57-year-old lady, I think she genuinely cuddles you.
No, she doesn't.
Yeah, what could she? What about this big old cuddle kitten down here from Pensacola?
I mean, the good thing about this industry is that...
Oh, the cuddle kitten. You can't call yourself cuddle kitten.
It's crazy versus crazy with this.
I agree with you.
You know, so it's at least a crazy...
Because somebody, whoever signs up for it, it's
right.
Crazy
it's not
too.
Like somebody who's like needs, they got a sports injury, they need a massage, and they go in and somebody pops
yeah,
a,
yeah.
An aerial.
I'm asking
right
for some
face.
Stranger to come and cuddle me nude.
Yeah.
Right, so the people who are on this website in the first place have issues.
Yeah.
They have issues, and they also know that I have issues.
Their clients have issues.
And they're showing up anyway.
And that's why maybe people don't call in about this, because there's so many advertised
Well, no one's
here.
Done
no
it.
One's
you don't
no
think they've done it?
No one's done it. It's very, it's extremely
Well, someone
rare.
Said they did it. I had a one-hour cuddle session with a professional cuddler who was so comfortable that I fell asleep. I awoke, though, to her stroking me, and I let her finish.
See? Crazy v. crazy.
Someone in Boston says, I keep getting things in my Facebook about cuddle parties. They do a big explanation of what exactly it is. Creepiest crap you've ever seen.
Well, yeah, we talked about a cuddle about party where it's like 13 people all cuddling on the ground.
Isn't that an orgy?
Well, I'm sure it turns into an orgy. A lot of big people love to cuddle.
Big cuddlers.
Just rest your face.
Oh, that's another guy. Amazing. Where's another guy?
Who, where?
Breast.
This one?
That Cuddle one, Tina? The one above, I just think they're guys.
You think Cuddle Tina's Cuddle Tom?
Yeah, I do.
These are the Massachusetts ladies. Not really a big thing in Massachusetts. In Florida, there was dozens and dozens.
I know, but I'll be honest. Mass has some bad choices.
Dude, there's a lady on there that looks like Stephen King.
Where do you see female Stephen King?
Go up. Right there, second at the top.
Yeah, that's the one I said was a guy.
Snuggle with Sam? Mm-hmm.
That's the one I said was a guy.
Yeah. The female Stephen King.
She's in Medford. This one doesn't even show her face.
Oh, when you can't show the whole face. When you can't show your whole face.
$85 an hour. James, honestly, you'd snuggle people for $85 an hour, right?
I think so, yeah. That's
yeah,
easy
but
cash.
You gotta jerk them off. That's the thing. They don't say it, but you have to.
I'm gonna let you fall asleep, then you're gonna wake up and I'm just tugging you, you know?
Exactly. That's might be a guy there too.
Negotiate a fee before that happens.
Yeah, so here's
might be a guy right there too.
Here's Black Raspberry and she's 32 and $80 an hour. She's full figured at 5'5".
She's a good Christian cuddler.
Yep,
Christian.
Favorite TV show is Law and Order.
She loves Bambi.
She has kids.
That's so bizarre.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, that dude. If you want to cuddle that dude, you can anytime.
Then I got a face like Stephen King and a victim that won't quit. I'll pop a nipple in your mouth.
That one cuddler has her own website, too. Did you see that?
Yeah, I noticed that. She's so popular, she's got her own website.
That chick is gigantic.
Oh, yeah, there's
a full body picture of her there.
She's missing a leg. Oh, it's her purse.
She was missing a leg, too.
Wow. Oh, she also plays spiritual drums.
I play a spirit drum, and I'll put you right to Erection Town.
Oh, 12 hours plus overnight? She does an overnight cuddle?
Yeah, it only costs $500.
Curvy.
My God.
But look at that discount. You're saving 50% on that 12 hours
right.
or more.
If you paid per hour.
She's 5 foot one, too. She's like a little rope.
How many times do you think you get jerked off in 12 hours?
Well, I could probably, I could get an arousal.
12 hours?
A few times 12 hours.
Over 12 hours.
8 to 10.
What's an hour for recharge?
I'd say conservatively at least 4.
What is crazy, though, is they mentioned, backtracking to the story, the woman who had the nipple in her mouth for 5 minutes. They took it to the law enforcement officials, and there is nothing, it's not registered.
Well, they don't have it on the books, anything for this. People just made this up.
5 minutes.
Right, exactly.
They just made this whole cuddling.
Right.
Yeah.
They're trying to get her disbarred or something or whatever.
Removed from the cuddling.
I don't know.
She probably registrar. Sue.
Well, she felt like, I think she sucked on a girl's nipple for 5 minutes and then realized she felt bad about what she did after.
Can't go to the cops for that. Mm-hmm. Someone said, went to a music fest. There was a huge pile of people cuddling on the ground. They called it a cuddle puddle. I joined right in. It was amazing.
I don't want to cuddle anyone I don't know.
I don't want to cuddle music festival people.
I don't want to cuddle anyone that I don't know.
I've been doing whippets all day. Let me cuddle you. Hop in the pile.
It's way too intimate.
I'm on Molly and mushrooms. Hop in. All aboard. Hop in the cuddle pit.
What kind of people were in that cuddle puddle, you guys? What kind
Dinky
of people?
Gross.
I haven't showered.
People.
I've been camping. Get in here.
I don't mind, but
oh, I'd throw up all over their tits.
Checkmate.
But I would.
Great aim, Dave.
If they were stinky, if they were stinky.
You got to ride all over my breasts.
It's okay. You're not the first today.
All right. Speaking of stinky, they released a survey that people are not enjoying the results of. 45% of people across America wear the same pair of underpants at least 2 days in a row.
Mm-hmm.
There's 13% that wear the same pair for an entire week.
Why?
Men do this more, as you can imagine. Us guys, 2.5 times more likely to wear our underwear more than one day.
You guys, underwear company put that out, that survey. Hate surveys.
Just clean your shorts.
You guys ever gone shopping on a Sunday? Sunday evening?
Nope.
No.
Grocery store?
No, actually, I haven't.
Oh, and see, why? Do
you think a lot of non-change in their underwear people go out on a Sunday night?
Tons.
Yeah.
Why?
I was just there, and I was walking around, and I had to get like cleaning stuff, you know, bars of soap. And I walked down that aisle, and everyone was dirty.
At least they were down the right aisle.
Well, they weren't paying any attention to the products. They were just in my way.
I mean, I'm making a beeline to...
They were asking questions and stuff about which soap worked. Like they didn't know what kind of soap. You've seen it change.
I will tell you, dude, the only
you've
time
seen
I...
the grocery store.
One of the only times I've ever gotten like whiffs of people is at the grocery store.
Mine's been at a big mart.
That mart. Mart will get you.
I couldn't.
I've gotten a couple of whiffs at the mart.
Dirty.
I mean, there's dirty people at the grocery store all the time. I wouldn't just narrow it down to Sunday evening.
Well, no, that's what I mean. Like, I just... Like,
any moment.
At any moment.
All the dirties come out on a Sunday evening.
All the dirty underpants
I'm
wearing
just saying,
people are there.
I would just... It was jammed.
I mean,
it was jammed.
I've seen, like, it is a yellowish poop stain on the back of somebody's sweatpants, which means they essentially pooped through the fabric.
Yeah, double.
The first layer of fabric didn't catch it.
No. Nope.
They say, too, that the longest you should own a pair of underwear is a year because it does hold, you know, deadly bacteria.
My underwear only lasts about 3 days before it turns right into powder.
I definitely have a finite time that they last for.
Well, speaking of dirty underwear, are your balls always sweaty? Unfortunately, for some men, this happens more than others. Having excessively sweaty balls can be a real problem for some guys, especially because it can cause your junk to smell rancid. But they say, don't worry, you're not disgusting. you may be suffering from a common condition known as hyperhidrosis. Doctors really don't know what causes this, but it's characterized by massive sweating. It's a medical condition that causes a person to sweat more than what is required to maintain body temperature. It can be associated with underlying medical conditions and medications, but the most common form, really, they have no idea what causes it. About 5% of Americans suffer from this, about 15 million people. 18 to 39-year-olds, it affects the most.
There was a commercial they used to play on TV. I don't know if they still do. It was these like two bros, and they invented some kind of... They're like, do you suffer from sweaty hands and feet? We had the sweatiest hands and feet. They made some kind of deodorant for it.
I went to school with a guy who had sweaty hands. Like, so sweaty he had to carry around...
Like a cloth?
Or like something? A cloth.
I think I'd rather have sweaty balls than excessively sweaty balls than excessively sweaty hands.
At least they're hidden.
Right, they're tucked away. Thankfully, I think I sweat through my genitals as much as the next person. But we worked with that guy...
Yes, I was going to bring him up.
Right, yep. He had, and I don't know, I didn't check out his ball sweat, but
it was ass. You could see it was back to front.
His ass sweat would come through his pants.
Oh my god, yeah. He sweat through his pants.
He'd sweat so much from his ass, you could see the line of sweat down his.
Yeah, and
pants.
He would take his pants off and hang them on the chairs that people sat on to dry them.
Look, with some real animals.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, it's radio, so
then he just walk around in his underwear.
No, he would have like another
like
pair. Yeah,
pants.
He had like those were his work. He would come from working out with
and
his
it would be,
big sweaty drawers.
Oh my goodness! Jesus.
And then he'd change.
Oh, so he was working out.
Yeah, like it would be. He would do some light physical,
like some toe touches and stuff.
Yes,
a couple of jumping jacks.
Yeah,
light physical activity.
Light PT.
Squats where you hang out of the back of your chair.
So you assume someone that sweats so much that it goes through their underwear and their shorts.
Oh, it's that whole area.
That whole area is just a big old whole area. Swampy mess.
It's nuts.
And believe me, mine is pushing the limits.
I'm with you.
Like I'm right on the cusp of having this probably.
Well, like my balls themselves don't sweat a lot. It's like my thighs on the inside.
Oh, yeah, my thighs are good. It's my balls. Like if I put a temperature gauge down there, I should. Mm. I should do it for a day just to monitor the temp.
I got nice cool balls.
And do like hourly updates on your Twitter.
Yeah, like it should. I should have like an app. Like your ball temp.
Ball temp, yeah.
taint temp.
Taint temp.
Because that's where I feel like all the heat is.
Oh. Okay, this is sharing too much. But the only time I notice it is when I shave my balls down to the wood. And I find that I notice they get sweatier.
Yeah, because it's more sensitive or something. Yeah.
Well, I think the hair helps air to move around.
My balls are pretty temperate.
But just when I'm working out, like it's not like I have a normal ball sweat going on.
I couldn't
on.
Imagine what would happen if I worked out. I'd have to do that.
I can sit on the right kind of chair, and it's like a nuclear reactor is at play. And humidity is caused.
Like if the predator looked at you, your balls would be like bright white.
Bright white.
Now, Scott is with us.
He's terrible.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? You suffer from this?
Oh, yeah. I sweat ass first all the time. I always sweat through my shorts when I'm, like, working on stuff outside or whatever.
Yeah.
My friend loves taking pictures of it and snapping it to people.
That's not cool.
It's terrible. Now, have you... It's embarrassing, I'm sure. Have you done anything to prevent it? I know some people will, like, shove, like, rolls of toilet paper up their ass.
You do?
Oh, it's not that bad. I mean, like, I don't...
like
it's
bunches.
Not, like, normal pants or whatever I'll sweat through, but it's, like, when I'm working and doing physical activities,
yeah,
it gets bad. And there's nothing I can really do about it, so I just deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ass first is not where you want to start.
No.
Mm-mm.
And we've had people call in and say that they roll up. It's so bad for them.
Oh,
they roll
I thought
up.
You had personal friends.
Well, no.
No.
Like, no through the show, I guess. Hopefully, if my friends do that, they never tell me.
Yeah, right.
That they bunch up, like, paper towels and shove them up their ass because it's such a problem for them.
That's crazy. Crazy way to live.
Mm-hmm.
You do what you got to do.
Crazy way
do
to
what
live.
You've got to
well,
do.
Well, you got something packed right by your back door there.
Yeah.
You can, like, if you got nothing. Break
they
the
make,
seal.
So they make ball deodorant?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen it. I got a whole care package.
Like you, that you rub on, like a stick of deodorant that you rub on your balls?
It's like a powder or a spray, usually. Yeah,
I was wondering. I know they have the spray, but I thought that was just for a smell, not so much to stain.
It's supposed to be like a deodorizer element in some of them. Like, I just got a package that's got some ball deodorizing, moisturizing spray.
Yeah. I have some stuff right now. It's called, is it called Dry Balls or?
Yeah. There was like a big package of stuff that came, right?
But it actually stops them from sweating.
This is something else. I bought like a, so in the summertime when you're going to coach on 100 degree baseball fields, you want to keep your balls nice and dry. So I had some sprays that I was using, and the sprays, if you use them more than like 2 days in a row, I find they start to dry your skin right out. So I went online. I'm like, what works better than this? And there's this stuff I got. It starts as a lotion. So then you get it on exactly where you need it. Mm-hmm. And then it dries to a powder.
Oh.
And it is a...
It's pretty genius.
Game changer.
Yeah.
Like, it's a game changer.
So it's not like Gold Bond, which is starts as a powder.
Which gets everywhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you put it right where you need it. And then you're good.
Sweet.
Liquid to powder.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. Dry balls or something like that.
It's one got more balls call. In the title. Justin, how are you, man?
Good. How you doing?
Good. You deal with this?
Yeah. I have a little tip for you. It's use baby powder before. It'll dry it out. And then if you put a little bit of petroleum jelly down there, it keeps it all not chafing.
That seems like that would just make it congeal to be a disgusting, gloopy mess.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I'm going to stay away from any kind of petroleum. I got my own lube down there.
Yeah, it's like a... Guys, balls are like the pistons on an old classic car.
Yeah.
Keep lubing them up.
Yeah.
They are. How do you live like that?
I don't know. I'm steering clear of all that.
Jesus.
Oh, that is nasty.
Nasty. Your pistons aren't firing the way you need them.
Yeah, ball pistons are not lubed up. That's your problem. You're going to want to powder those bad boys, then put a grease on them so that they fire right.
I got some white grease at home.
That's how you do it.
I can do.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.